Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and this is part of our pre-system seminar series. This is preparatory material, both for people who are already registered for the seminar and people that are just thinking about it. And again, we make this information available to everybody, and we hope you profit from it. Today, we've got a really interesting guest. You know, nothing happens in the internet marketing world until somebody puts something on a screen. And that is an area where a lot of people get stuck. They might have a business, they might have some good ideas, they might have some good marketing training, but then when it comes to the actual stage of actually putting something on the screen for people to look at and react to, they hit that roadblock. And our guest today is a veteran web designer. He's been designing websites and web pages since 1994. He's the author of an extremely popular book that if you ask any web designer, they know it and have read it, and many of them have modeled their own approach after it, called Save the Pixel. He runs a successful web design company and web advisory in England, and I think it's in London, we'll find out, called Scratch Media, and his name is Ben Hunt. Welcome, Ben.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so are you guys based in London?
We have a sales office in London. We don't do our development in London, but we figured that for an agency where we are in the market, that people would expect us to be in the capital city. So we have a presence in London. Yeah.
Gotcha. I first heard about Ben from Howie Jacobson, who's an assistant grad and author of It's the Dummy's Guide to Google AdWords. And he was very enthusiastic about Ben's work, found it really helpful for his own work. And read Ben's book, Save the Pixel, looked at what he was up to. And when we did one of our seminars in London, I asked him if he could come and talk about web design. And he did, and it was a great experience for all. But there were some unintended consequences of that experience. Can you share a little bit of that?
Yeah. So it was an amazing experience, actually, in a lot of ways, because I sat through the first day and a half of the system intensive in London. This was back in, was it 2007?
It was either 8, yeah, I think it might have been 8, could have been 7.
Yeah, I think 2008. And so, you know, I sat there feverishly writing notes for the first day, and was realizing an awful lot of things about marketing that I'd managed to avoid in my career in web design up to that point. I think that when the web came out, most of the people who had enough free time and energy to get involved with it were people like me who, you know, I was a student at the time, so I had nothing better to do than learn web design. And what happened was that we were able to get into this new media in this, you know, euphoria of, wow, this is so new, it's unlike anything else before, and completely missed out on the lessons of marketing from the past. And I think that that's now coming full circle. And that's why, you know, for me, the system is so important, and why people like Drayton Bird, you know, are out there, you know, doing really well, teaching people about the principles of direct marketing. And like you've been doing yourself, Ken, since the mid-90s. So on one level, just being at the system was amazing for me. And then when I gave my presentation on the second day, I was immediately followed by Drayton Bird, who is a godfather of direct mail copywriting, direct marketing. And I literally, the scales fell from my eyes during Drayton's presentation, because he was giving these A-B examples. So he'd show two pieces of creative from direct, and he would ask the audience to vote whether A had the best response rate or B had the best response rate. And remember, this is a room full of successful entrepreneurs and business people, all smart people in there. And it seemed to me like we got it just about 50% right, which is no better than, you know, than a plant or, you know, random chance or a flip of a coin would do. And then that was amazing for me on one level, to realize that, wow, you just can't tell. You know, and I just presented in given a very confident presentation with saying that the key aspect to making a website successful is simplicity in design. And I can reason that very eloquently. But what I saw from Drayton was a different world and a different way of looking at design and communication, because it's measurable. So what Drayton was doing is just saying, look, well, we had this idea and we had that idea. We tested them both on a subset of our market, and this one worked a lot better than that one. And then he would try and explain why. But fundamentally, there's this black box in there somewhere. It's the human psyche, and we can't fundamentally ever understand it, which is why you've got to be, you've got to measure. You've got to use analysis as well as creativity. The two work together. But the really shocking, stomach-churning moment for me came at the end of that second day when we had a Q&A session, a panel Q&A, and one of the delegates to the system raised her hand and said to me, Ben, thank you very much. It was, very interesting talk. What evidence can you share with us to prove that, this approach to simple web design that you've explained is more effective or beneficial? In other words, how can you show that simple web design works? And I was absolutely stopped in my tracks because I had no answer. I had no evidence other than logic and reasoning and intuition to say this should be better than that.
And in your defense, let me just say, I doubt there are many, if any, designers on the planet that could answer that question. Even brilliant ones. I mean, Milton Glaser. People like just the greatest designers you can name. They don't think in terms of measuring or testing. It's not part of the curriculum of mm-hmm. learning to be a designer. It's a foreign way of thinking. So, but you had a unique reaction. Like, let's face it, a lot of experts would have sort of mumbled an answer and hoped that nobody ever asked the question again. But you did something pretty radical.
Yeah, I made a commitment to myself there and then that I was going to go and find out. I was going to go and find out what makes the difference between a website that is a success and a website that is not a success. And that was really then the beginning of a 2-year process where I went away and I drew up a plan. And my plan was going to be, okay, I started getting quite heavily into conversion optimization. So started using Google Website Optimizer, which is really exciting at first because, you get to see, wow, if we change the wording in this way, we change the creative in this way, then we can see an impact. And it seems to be the answer to everything. And what I thought I would do is I would go and get hold of 50 customers who had websites, and they would let me test them. And I was going to come up with a list of 50 common fixes that I already knew would make a difference. And I would test a combination of those fixes across this range of 50 websites. And then I would collate the results at the end and work out, okay, is the size of your heading the most important? Is having, using you-oriented language rather than me-oriented language more important? How important is it to have a photo with a smiling face that's looking at the camera? All these kinds of things. But what I realized then, and I think that there's a theme emerging here, which is that you've got to have your eyes open constantly. The moment in marketing that you think that you've got any answers, you're going to fall on your face. What I learned from going back and reading the canon of copywriting and advertising and marketing all the way back to the early 20th century. So I went back to Claude Hopkins and John Caples and David Ogilvy and Eugene Schwartz. And I devoured all of that material. And these are guys who would never dream of sending anything out to a large number of people unless it had been thoroughly tested. What I realized from reading all of that material was that there's an awful lot more to getting people to take action, which is what conversion is all about, and in fact is what web design is all about. And it's all about your goals for a website. There's a lot more to getting people to taking action than just graphic design or the details of copywriting. So what that led to was I had to throw away my original project and say, okay, well, taking all of this new knowledge, how can I apply that to the world of web design? And that's what led to the book that I wrote, and I had to write it twice in the end because it changed form halfway through. So it took me well over a year to write this book, and that's coming out in January 2011.
Yeah, the title is Convert.
Convert, yeah.
Convert, yeah. By Ben Hunt.
And it's not, you can pre-order it on Amazon now, funnily enough, but it's not the book about the power of design that I thought it was going to be. See, it turns out that the graphic design is important, but it's only important to the extent that it needs to be right, it needs to be appropriate. You know, you can mess up a great proposition, you can get all your marketing right and then manage to mess it up with bad design by making your message inaccessible to people. But the difference between great design and good enough design is not that noticeable compared to the difference between a great appeal and a average appeal. So the fundamentals are the same as they've always been in any form of marketing, any form of human interaction or sales, which is, who is my market? Who is the real market for this thing that I offer? What is their problem? How can I construct a proposition to these people that helps them link the solution that they are looking for to the solution that I'm offering? And that's really fundamental. And then, you know, all the details really come into applying that kind of structure and that method to the way that we build web pages. And it's completely turned on its head my perception of websites and what a website should be if it's going to work.
Wow. And again, for someone who is a designer, and trained in design, professional designers, people with years of experience, people doing excellent work, this is really new territory. And some of us who worked with designers sometimes get frustrated because as marketers, we know, yes, design certainly is important, but response is why we're doing all the things we do. And sometimes if something needs to be changed to improve response, that's where we go. Whereas somebody that's just pure design for pure design's sake, it's sometimes hard to explain or work with somebody that has that approach. So what's exciting, I think, for me and I think for anybody that's interested in web marketing, is thanks to Ben's book and some other things that he's doing, which we're going to talk about in a second, a new generation or the current generation of web designers is going to be introduced to how we do what we do. In other words, design is not everything. Design's an element. What's everything is the response. And so the book, which will be coming out soon, and some people may be hearing this interview, it may already be available. Again, it's called Convert by Ben Hunt. Buy a copy for yourself. Buy a copy for your web designer. They will thank you for it. Again, you know, we all start where we start, and we learn what we learn, and we absorb the viewpoints and the outlooks of the people in our profession. So this is kind of, I think this is fair to say that this is a landmark work, teaching web designers how to go beyond just design elements into the whole functioning of a website. And there's a couple, before we switch into talking about Ben's most current project, a really interesting one, just want to do a quick recap. A couple of lessons here. One, split testing, how important it is. You can have two designs, both of which are perfectly acceptable and both look good, and there is no human way to know which one is going to do better until it's put in front of large numbers of people and you can get the numbers and test the results. I mean, it's just such an important revelation, and Drayton introduced that concept to our audience in the UK. And if you don't know Drayton Bird, by the way, he's got a great book called Common Sense, Direct and Digital Marketing. He has been a direct marketer for now over 50 years. David Ogilvie said of him that he knew more about direct marketing than any man alive. a high compliment. And if you ever get a chance to study with Drayton, either at one of our events or anywhere else, jump on it and definitely get the book. In fact, Drayton's book, along with Ben's book, would be an amazing foundation for expanding your web business. The other thing that Ben said, very important, and I give this advice to so many people and so few take it, and yet it's such good advice, if I do say so myself. The old classics, the Claude Hopkins and the John Caples books, you know, we're not just recommending that you read them for academic purposes. These are intensely practical, insightful, money-making beacons like no other. And I'm really so it makes perfect sense to me that Ben has devoured these books, because once you crack them and really start listening to what Hopkins is saying and what Caples is saying, it really is profound, and it will really change your viewpoint for the better. And then the third thing, and this is not really a marketing issue, it's more of a life and career issue. I mean, look at what Ben did here. Number one, he was willing and able to admit that there was something profound that he just didn't understand about his own profession. Very, very few people are willing to do that. And then he sat down to write a book about it, wrote an entire book about it, and I'm sure it was very good. And then when it was over, realized, you know what, this really isn't it. And he went back to the drawing board and started over from scratch. My hat's off to you. There just aren't that many people that are willing to do that. And it's interesting. It's an interesting coincidence that the name of your company is Scratch Media. you clearly are someone willing to go back to scratch. But, you know, the thing is, for everybody, if you want to attain excellence in your business, in your offerings and what you're doing, sometimes you have to throw out the old and start over. And it's... you know, it's not necessarily an easy thing to do, but if you look at the difference between something that's excellent and something that's pretty good, excellence usually comes from the person that's willing to throw out good stuff in pursuit of excellent stuff. And you know, if you want a great marketing secret, one of them is make sure your whatever it is you're bringing to the market is excellent. That in itself is brilliant marketing right there. So Ben, you've made this turnaround. You've done this in-depth study for yourself. You put it in book form, but now you're doing something I think is even more important, which is training people who either are web designers or want to become designers in this approach. Not just putting pretty things up on a page, but putting up things that are effective. So can you tell me a little about your course and the training that you're offering?
Yeah, absolutely. I started teaching people about web design in 2004. I was commuting on train journeys for about 3 hours a day then, and I realized that there were a load of things about the way that web pages, you know, the web design works and how to think about it and how to approach it that I'd had to learn over the previous 10 years but had never actually been taught or never read in a book. So I started writing my articles and tutorials and posted them up on a website called Web Design from Scratch, named after the name of my company, Scratch Media. And within a few months, that was starting to attract 1,000 people a day were coming along for this material. And I just completely stumbled across that by accident. And now, you know, I'm getting 5,000-6,000 people a day coming to the website, which is great. But what it shows me is that there's a huge lack of real honest, transparent, common sense training in how to make websites that really work. There are thousands and thousands of websites dedicated to web design that looks really cute and sexy. And there's loads about the production process and how to build websites to standards. But there's almost nothing out there in the world that will teach you, if you want to be a web designer that makes really good websites that actually work and actually sell product, actually communicate a message really effectively, where do you go to learn that? And there's just not much out there. So what I decided to do a couple of months ago is start training people in a much more personal and direct way how I go about this process of making websites, because I think that the way that I do it is fundamentally different from the way that most of the web is built. Most of the web is built using this model that I call the first best guess approach. And you know, the client hires a designer, the designer puts in their best guess at what's going to work. There's some to-ing and fro-ing, and then finally a design goes up, and it's some combination between the designer's own best guess or the client's best guess, depending on who wins the argument. And but you know, at the end of it, what you get is just somebody's guess at what's going to work. And what really saddens me is when I see people who've spent thousands and thousands of dollars to put up a website, or even worse, redesign a website that was working okay, and they get something that's either working no better or even works worse, delivers worse results than their previous one, because it's all been based on guesswork. It's all been based on my opinion, your opinion. And you know, one thing that I've learned from people like Drayton is that if there's one thing you know about all the people who are coming to your website, is that they're not you. So in fact, the last person's taste that you should refer to is your own, because you know, there's nobody else like you out there in the world. So, you know, what we need is we need a way to create websites that's A, based on the very best guess that we can possibly do, and then that we can then, you know, look at, that we can monitor, that we can measure, that we can test variations and spot where the leaks are in these processes, and actually come up with a way that we can optimize any website continually, progressively, organically over time to make it better and better and better. And that's the way that websites should be. They should be organic, growing things. They should not be a fit and forget, first best guess, put it up there and then wonder why it didn't work model, because that's just, it's just saddening. And it's a terrible, terrible waste of money. And there's a lot of companies out there wasting a lot of money every day by hiring designers who, with all the best intentions, are just not equipped to make great websites. So what I thought I would do, I thought, you know, my book's going to be out there and it's going to help. But what I wanted to do was really find a way to communicate and to make the world of web design as rich and as strong as I could. So what I've started doing is I've put together a 6-month training program in the real fundamentals of web design that works. And I've called it the Pro Web Design Course. And my proposition is that I can take anybody who wants to be a web designer, and I can give them all the skills that they need to learn to be able to go out there within 6 months and start doing great websites for clients to earn a good living doing it. And it's you know, it's very rewarding and good fun, but create websites that actually deliver results for clients, because there's just not enough of that around these days.
Well, you know, and as a web entrepreneur and somebody that talks with hundreds of people over the course of the year and thousands over the last 17 years, that is the big logjam, logistical logjam, for all of us. Finding web people that we can work with who get it and who can be partners with us, as opposed to, you know, people that don't, you know, are designers but don't really understand the full vision. So you're going to teach, obviously, design is part of what you're teaching, but how does the course break down? What other elements do you teach?
Well, the way it's structured is that there's some training on every day of the working week, so Monday through Friday, and every Monday that my students can log on to the course and they will get some screencasts or some presentations about the subject of business. And I go into the real nitty-gritty of what's really important: branding, positioning, sales, marketing, customer management, you know, client relationship management, all of these things that any self-employed or working web designer needs to know. And also the things that the clients of these web designers will also benefit from as well. So the way the course is structured is that it's been made for people who have the intention of being a fully rounded self-employed web designer after 6 months, but that doesn't prevent anybody from getting a lot of value out of it. Now, some of my students already are working web designers, and they're getting heaps of value from the course already. Others are, you know, maybe mums with a kid at home, or somebody who just is looking for a new way to earn a living that's flexible. I've got a broad range of students already. So Monday is all about business. Tuesday is always design. So on these Tuesdays, I'm doing screencasts where I may put together a simple but effective page layout and explain as I do it in Photoshop what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And that's really, it's not, I think the real value in this course is not the specific technical skills that I'm teaching. It's what's between the lines. It's the why. Why are we doing this? Why do we do it that way? Why don't we do it another way? So cover all the basics of design, and that will build up over 6 months to, you know, all the, so you've got a full toolkit of all the nice effects to, so you can implement pretty much any look that you want. And I'm also doing screencasts where I explain redesigns that I do, because I do quite a lot of redesigns, because most clients out there have already got websites. And so I'll do a side-by-side explanation of what have I changed and why have I changed it, and why do I think that this is going to generate more business than that. Wednesday is all about production. So it's all about the mechanics of HTML and CSS, accessibility, making your site search engine friendly, all of these things. And we're covering things like WordPress and, you know, everything that is within the remit of a web designer. And then Thursday is traffic day. So on Thursday, I'm covering the really important fundamentals of search engine optimization, things like keyword research, on-page optimization, link building, that kind of stuff. But then also drawing in some of the insights that are in my new book, which is about the way that we structure websites is very, very important. It's probably the most critical factor that's missing in most web designers' repertoire. Because really the fundamental realization from my Convert book is that most websites are kind of at once too narrow and too complex as well. So if you've got the homepage of your website, we expect people to come in through the homepage like a restaurant. They come in through the front door, they go and sit down, they get a menu, they decide what they want, they choose, they pay, and they go. And the world isn't like that. You know, the minority of visitors come through a website's homepage. It just doesn't happen in reality. And what we do is we kind of put so much pressure on these few pages that we make. So we say it's got to be about this and about that and about something else. And that's rubbish for search engine traffic, because what Google's trying to do is, it's, you know, somebody types in a search, which tend to be quite specific, by the way. There's a lot more specific searches than there are for the general, you know, big keywords. Somebody types in a search, and Google's job is to match that search to the most relevant page. Now, if your page is about 20 different things, it's not going to be very much about any of those things, so it can't be really relevant to any particular search. And if you're not on the first page of search results, then you're only going to get crumbs compared to what you could be getting. So what I've realized and worked out, and what we're putting into action now with all of our clients, is that we need to stop looking at our homepage like it needs to be this Swiss Army knife, where it's got all these different tools, but they're all rubbish. And we need to create specialized landing pages that are targeted and focused, each of them at different markets. So, you know, for every market which is identified by its own need, we can create different landing pages that reach out specifically to those markets, that use the language of those markets in order to engage them, keep them reading, and then get them to take action. And then also using some of the other insights is to go deeper and deeper into markets. So to go beyond the people who are already asking for the thing that you offer, to go into the people who are just expressing the fact that they've got a problem that they need to solve. And then, you know, we've got a range of techniques for constructing websites and building pages and linking them together to draw in really the maximum number of people, which just is not possible using this old model of this kind of narrow approach. And then the final day on Friday, I set assignments for students to practice the skills that they've learned in that week. And then the weekend comes and we have a break, and then we start again the following Monday.
And this goes on for 6 months.
Yeah, I believe it's 6 months is about right. Now, doesn't mean you have to complete the course in 6 months. Some people who are working may need to, you know, to take longer, but you get access to all of these screencasts. You can download them all to your own computer. And if it takes you 12 months to go through it, or, you know, if you're really, really keen and you do it in 3 months, then that's fine too.
Oh, so you can pace yourself then according to your schedule.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, this is so valuable on so many different levels. You know, number one, one of the ways to break into the internet industry, into internet marketing, is as a website designer. In the very early days of our company, which was then called eMedia, we made significant revenue designing websites and handling the hosting arrangements for other companies. And it was a way for us to develop cash flow, also to develop some experience and confidence, so that when we started working on our own projects, we were ready. So if somebody's out there and has an entrepreneurial bent, this is definitely a tried and true pathway. I'm thinking of my good friend, the late Ken Giddens. That's how Ken started. Ironically, Ken was doing all the, as a contractor, was doing all the web pages and tutorials for Netscape when Netscape was the only web browser around, and they hired him as a contractor because they didn't have an in-house web designer. And he morphed from that to being an SEO expert to then doing his own projects. And, I mean, that story's been repeated dozens and dozens of times. So it's a tried and true way to break into internet marketing. I have to think it would also be incredibly helpful to internet marketers to, even if they don't do their own web design, to know this stuff and just to get a good thorough review in it. And then third, if somebody is a designer or wants to become a designer, this is made for you. I don't know of anything even remotely like this. I mean, there are design courses, yes. There are marketing courses, yes. There are designer practice development courses. I'm not sure that those even exist. But here you're learning everything. You're learning how to do the design. You're learning the technical issues. You're learning how to create sites that function as business vehicles. You're learning about direct marketing. And you're learning about how to be a professional web designer in every sense of the word, how to look for clients, I imagine, how to work with clients, which is an art and science in itself. So this is a big breakthrough for the whole industry. Many of us have designers we work with. We may, at a minimum, want them to have Ben's book, and maybe it might even be worth it to put them through the course, so they would be much more effective. So for people that want to know more about that, about this course, go to thesystemseminar.com/proweb. That's thesystemseminar.com/proweb, and you can read more about the course, and if it works for you, makes sense, register for it. And at a minimum, everyone should order the book Convert. And this is really, you know, sometimes you think, oh, you know, we've reached a plateau of internet marketing. What could possibly come along that's going to shake things up? Well, I think introducing direct marketing consciousness into the minds of our web designers is a phenomenal contribution to our industry. And I'm really grateful to Ben for getting the ball rolling on this. This is something that is long overdue. I don't know why it took so long for someone to come along to take it on, but hey, it was worth the wait. So again, if you know somebody who's looking for an interesting career path in the internet world, if you know someone who's a web designer that wants to be a better web designer, as an entrepreneur, you may want to become more knowledgeable about the whole process of putting sites together, check out thesystemseminar.com/proweb. Definitely check out Ben's book, Convert. And Ben, I want to thank you for the time and for this very intriguing and important contribution to what we all do. It's one of these simple things that you just scratch your head and wonder why it's taken this long for someone to help educate designers on our business, really. But it's certainly worth the wait. Any parting comments, and then we'll say goodbye.
No, I think I've said everything I need to say. I suppose maybe one other thing is that the course and also the book will be appropriate to anybody who has their own online business, or anybody whose business relies on the web in any way. You don't have to have the desire to be a designer yourself in order to benefit from appreciating every aspect of how marketing works and how, you know, the internet as direct response, you know, can benefit your business. So, you know, for the price of, you know, a typical 1 or 2 day seminar, you know, this 6 month course I think could benefit people in a lot of ways. So I'd encourage you to come along and try it. And it's done on a monthly basis, so you can try it for a month, and if it doesn't work out for you, then you can always just stop.
Great. Well, great. This is a great contribution. And, you know, our system seminar ideally is designed for people that have most of these concepts under their belt. And then when you come to the system, you're being exposed to, you know, the best and brightest in the field. You're getting usually a sneak preview on new trends. For instance, it's over 3 years ago, we offered some of the first organized material on CPA marketing, cost per action marketing. And now, of course, you know, that's everybody's teaching that. But we sort of got that ball rolling. Mobile marketing, which is evolving into a very important outlet, marketing outlet. We offered material on that 3 years ago. If you had been around in the very early 2000s, the only place on earth to get practical training in pay-per-click advertising would have been at a system-sponsored event. And it goes on and on. So that's really what we're doing at the system. We can't, obviously, in 2 days, teach anybody everything about internet marketing. It's too big a topic. It really does take weeks and months to get all the mechanics, so what I call the fundamentals, underneath your belt. So this is why I'm very happy to point people to this course, because this is a very solid fundamentals course, very comprehensive and very wide-ranging. And if you do something like this and then come to a system seminar, it's going to be like, you know, a rocket ship for you. So, again, the website we're recommending you go to check more about this is thesystemseminar.com/proweb. Ben Hunt, thank you so much for your time today and your good work.
Okay, and it's been a pleasure as always.